right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. As always, there's so much winning going on. Don't know if I'll be able to cover it all. Probably going to forget some of it. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat, then we're going to get into it like machine gun fire. All right, let's go. Joins is on. George Bodwin is on. Spoken 007 is on. Alpha Acres is on. Charlie 340. Sexy Pony, Mike Griffith, Malamute Lover, Sixland, Snoddod 311, Lady Vu, Kev, FM1, Kansas Law Dog, Jules, 21 Hours, already in the Rumble Rant. Thank you so much. Dead Plan is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Neon Widow is on. Why Not Me is on. JD Wool is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Deb New 2011 is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Milwaukee James is on. K4VMS is on. Alpha Acres is on. John Phillips 1973 is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. D9597 is on. Chopper Super Nut is on. JBC 2020 is on. Confederate One is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Prayers Works 2 is on. Scott Alot is on. CW is on. Let me see here. I missed. Florida Bubs is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Scrolling down, Uncle Wally's on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Producer Aaron is on. C. Stuff is on. Drumming for Jesus is on. Those Jesus People is on. Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on. Ever Eden is on. LA 106 Times is on. BP2 Tim 17 is on. Lots of hassle-free TV is on. R. Major 79 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Isn't it hysterical if you saw in the pregame that Joe Biden has hired a talent agency? For what? What exactly? I mean, you know that it's Jill Biden behind it. They're going to roll him out to do what now? I'm just curious. What talent is it that Joe Biden has? Just, I mean, it's just hysterical to see how these people try to profit off of their political career. But anyway, let's hop right to this now. One of my favorite stories, it's basically, I doubt I'll get to anything else but Trump stuff tonight. I doubt I'll get to anything. I've got other stuff, but I've got other stuff, that, you know, other conspiratorial stuff, whatever. I mean, it's not conspiracy. Everything that we thought of was a conspiracy has now turned out to be true. So we didn't. It's no longer, you notice I'm not calling them conspiracy theories. I said other conspiracy stuff. Because a conspiracy doesn't mean that it's not true. This conspiracy theory means that it theoretically is not true. All right, so let's hop right through this. This is an awesome one. Adam Hughes video. Closed border, border czar Tom Holman explains that NG Governor Phil Murphy is now under federal investigation for harboring a fugitive as he has now walked back what he said. So Phil Murphy said, I'm going to take a lady who works for me and I'm going to have her live in my garage and I dare ICE to come and get her. But now watch what's happened. Play for me.
I don't want to get into too much detail, but there's someone in our broader universe whose immigration status is not yet at the point that they are trying to get it to. And we said, you know what? Let's have her live at our house above our garage. And good luck to the feds coming in to try to get her.
I got note of it. Won't let it go. We'll look into it. And if he's knowingly harboring, concealing an illegal alien, that's a violation of Title 8 United States Code 1324, I would seek prosecution, or the secretary would seek prosecution. So maybe he's bluffing. If he's not, we'll deal with that.
Murphy's team is now backpedaling after the governor made this claim suggesting he was sheltering an illegal immigrant at his home.
Tammy and I were talking about, I don't want to get into too much detail, but there's someone in our broader universe whose immigration status is not yet at the point that they are trying to get it to. And we said, you know what? Let's have her live at our house above our garage. And good luck to the feds coming in to try to get her.
Murphy's reps now telling the New York Post that the governor's comments had been, quote, misinterpreted, really? And that no one has ever lived in his home.
That wasn't the allegation. Nobody's ever alleged. I mean, listen to what Phil Murphy says. So he says that his comments were misinterpreted. We're going to have this woman live in our garage and good luck to the feds coming after her. Aaron, explain to me how that's misinterpreted. Help me understand.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
How is that misinterpreted?
It's not.
It's like Joe Biden saying that he has 3 degrees, first in his law class, and then he says he misremembered.
Right.
You misremember a Tuesday or a Wednesday, not 3 degrees and first in your law class. And now this has been misinterpreted? that you're going to have this woman in your outside orbit is now going to live in the apartment. How are you? How's, and it's so specific to her. She's going to live, not with us. She didn't even say with us, in the apartment above our garage. And good luck to the feds coming after her. How is that misinterpreted? And then they say, not only was his comments misinterpreted, which is impossible for his comments to be misinterpreted, but that he's never had anybody living in his house. What are they talking about? He said nobody's ever said that he had a woman, an illegal alien, living in his house. He said he was going to have an illegal living in his house, and good luck to the feds coming after him. So they try to two-step and they try to put the lie on you, like somebody said that this woman is living in his house. Nobody ever said that. He simply said, we're going to move her into our apartment above our garage, and good luck to the feds coming after her. These guys, such conniving little weasels. I just remember Phil Murphy with his mask off, with no mask on, at a restaurant when everybody else was banned from doing exactly what he was doing. Such a disgusting human being. And what a freaking coward. What a freaking coward. You know, when Aaron and I, and Heather's here tonight, my assistant is here. She's running half of the podcast. You know, when we kept Foundation Church open, we didn't back off when the heat was on. Yeah. When we had people threatening our lives and all these different, we didn't do that. We had the news show up and film our people coming in on Easter Sunday morning. That was not, we were never going to close, never will close, no social distancing, no masking, nothing. No alcohol gel stations, zero. Still hugging, packed into the building, shoulder to shoulder. We didn't care. We didn't back off. These people are such cowards. What happened to his virtue? A little bit of heat goes on, little Philly. And bye-bye to all of his virtue. I thought you were going to really stand, man. Going to move this illegal in. But as soon as Holman says that you could be charged, bye-bye all virtue. Aaron and I were already talking about it. We knew there was a solid possibility that we were going to be perp-walked out of our own church. We didn't back off. What a freaking little coward. How can you be a Democrat? How could you ever vote for a spineless little subworm like Phil Murphy? He's not even a worm. He doesn't qualify as a worm. He qualifies as a maggot that you find on the bottom of poop. That's what he is, the bottom of a poop pile. That's what Phil Murphy is. What a disgusting little worm. All right, let's go on to the next one. Wall Street Apes video. Elon Musk has shared, still talking about the border right now, the Biden administration shifted billions of dollars from helping Americans in need to facilitating illegal migration. This is how bad it got. An NGO got $600 million every 2 months. Play for me, Heather.
I'd like to ask Mr. Carroll, and anybody else would like to answer this, can you name some of these NGOs that have specifically taken these hundreds of millions of dollars and not used it to protect these children?
Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, Jewish Family Services. I spoke to a gentleman that works in DHS. He actually sends the electronic fund transfers, and I asked him, sir, tell me, who are you responsible for, and how much is the largest check you cut? He said, I'm over Jewish Family Services, and I cut a check for $600 million. And I said, is that for like 3 years? And he told me, JJ, get in the game. That's 2 or 3 months, and it's renewable.
So 340,000 kids have disappeared into the wind. Of course, Trump has already found somewhere between 80 and 100,000 already. And I asked the Democrats, you had 4 years not only to lose 340,000 kids, but to find 340,000 kids. You found zero, and the totals kept climbing. Imagine if Kamala Harris was in office right now. We'd be up over 500,000 missing kids facilitated into the country by Jewish Family Services, by Catholic Family Services. Imagine that, being a member of the Catholic Church, or being a member of Catholic Charities, and you are facilitating kids into sex trafficking. You know you're doing it. And they get $600 million. And this guy says, you know, he's talking to the DHS rep who funnels him the $600 million. And then the guy who was testifying goes, oh, that must have been for, what, 2-3 years? No, he goes, it's 2-3 months. $600 million to facilitate kids into a permanent life of sex trafficking or labor trafficking. And you call yourself a charity, and we always have to listen to the diatribe from the left about how much they care for kids, the same ones that they would gleefully abort in the womb. I mean, these same kids are so concerned about, say, a 4-year-old in a cage They would gleefully, 4 years and a day ago, abort that kid in the womb, but allegedly they suddenly care for them. This shows you who they really are. Once an abortionist, always an abortionist. You're going to spend $600 million every 2-3 months to facilitate children across the border. The Biden administration cancels the DNA testing, cancels the family separation stuff, all that Trump did, DNA testing to prove that who you're walking across the border with is actually your relative, canceled on day one of the Biden administration. Why would you do that? Hey, leftard, if you're watching right now, if you're a leftard and you're watching right now, go to the Rumble Rant and type in why, give me your virtuous reason why you would cancel the DNA program on day one. So it could be determined, is that the child's uncle? Is that Uncle Pedro or not? Why would you cancel that unless you want kids to be more easily facilitated across the border? And why is it that we have the endless videos of these NGOs going through airports with kids, going into vans and driving off, and nobody will speak to anybody about it? Why is that? And these kids disappear into the wind. 340,000 in 4 years. Amazing, isn't it? All right, let's go to the next one. James Placard video. Remember Bishop Marion? This is supposed to be Buddy. I've been saying Boudet, but I like mine better. But anyway, so if you remember, side by side, so everybody knows what I'm talking about. Remember this woman here? There she is, Buddy. Marion Buddy. Remember her? Remember how she was advocating so vociferously? Remember that? While you had poor Trump, the Trump family, and, Eric, Don Jr., J.D. Vance, and his wife, they're subjected to her worthless diatribe or worthless little sermon at the Episcopal Church in D.C. Why was she so fervent about him being so, quote, unquote, merciful to illegal migrants? Well, here's the answer. Play for me, Heather.
Remember her, Bishop Marianne Buddy, who gave a sermon at the Washington National Cathedral the day after the inauguration, and in her prayer urged President Trump to, quote, have mercy on various groups, specifically illegal migrants. Well, it turns out that Bishop Marianne Buddy's Episcopal Migration Ministries, EMM, during the Biden administration received $53 million from government programs for immigrant resettlement. And that is just 2023. The 2024 numbers haven't even been released yet. So my guess is she probably received back-to-back payments. And now it all makes sense why she said this in her sermon.
I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away.
She wasn't praying for them. She was praying for her bank account. You always have to follow the money. As always, I want to hear what you think about all of this down below.
And I always want to caution you. I like to give people some little social church etiquette. Whenever you have somebody who's talking like this, run. Run for your life. Never go back to that church again because that's somebody trying to sound holy. This is how I sound on Sunday morning. Aaron, this is how I sound when
exactly.
You and I are talking too, right?
Yep.
I don't go from me talking the way that I'm talking with Aaron, which I'll say cuck boy and everything else I'm talking to Aaron. I don't go from that to welcome to Foundation Church on Sunday. I just want to explain to you the attributes of Scripture. And I don't do that.
Welcome,
whenever somebody trying to be virtuous, get out. Run for your life. So it turns out, though, she's saying have mercy on illegal immigrants who have broken our laws and our sex trafficking children. This is a woman who wants mercy. So you realize that if New York City were actually to honor an ICE detainer, if they were to honor the ICE detainer for the murder of Lincoln Riley, that she'd be alive right now? But she's advocating for mercy? How about mercy for Lincoln Riley's family, born-again Christians? How about having mercy on them? No, she wants murder. She wants mercy for the murderer and the rapist because she financially benefits off of it. She financially benefits off of murderers and rapists. Remember now, 495,000 convicted criminals were allowed in this country by the Biden administration. 30,000 child rapists and murderers and other rapists were allowed in this country by the Biden administration. Does she want? She wants. She's fine with that. And she'll put it all under the umbrella of mercy so she can receive her $53 million to her Episcopal Migration Ministries every year. That's just 2023. So in 2024, you think she got less than $53 million? So we know in the last 2 years, she's got about $106 million at minimum dollars funneled to her organization. I wonder how much she personally has received. Right. All of that needs to be looked into. You have AI work. Right now, the IRS has come out. I mean, it's been revealed that the IRS is using AI to track us, track our financial transactions, all of our financial transactions. Now that we own the IRS, fire everybody like Trump is doing. Fire everybody, not just at the top floor, second to the top floor, third to the top floor. Get everybody except for your rudimentary workers fired. And then actually look into Bishop Marion Buddy's finances. Find out what she has out of that $53 million. I'd be curious to know, wouldn't you? All right, let's go to the next one. Secretary Kristen Noem tweet. President real Donald Trump has been very clear Guantanamo Bay will hold the worst of the worst. That starts today. Don't you usual Washington speak? They say they're going to do something, and 5 years later, they're saying, well, there's been some obstacles, and we'll get it done soon. And 5 years later, they say, there's been some obstacles, and we'll get it done soon. Just like their high-speed rail in California, right? 17 years in, billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars spent, not one thing done. No, Donald Trump does it that day. You know why? Because I believe there's 1,700 beds available now. He wants to move 30,000 people down there. But there's 1,700 beds available now, so let's start moving them now. I'm in favor of that. You guys in favor of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. The worst of the worst. Let's get the child rapists down to Cuba. And then if they escape, they can either choose the ocean or they can migrate into communist Cuba. Now, this is great. Donald Trump gets it done today. I told you, so much winning. It's almost impossible to track it all. It's like Donald Trump said today that, you know what? He's basically having the United States take over Gaza. I mean, that's the truth. You can pull it up. Basically saying that Gaza now is like Dresden, Germany in 1945. It's gone. He just don't move back in. He's arranging for them to go to Jordan. He's arranging them to go to Egypt. He's arranging for them to go to other countries. Don't move back in because basically the United States is going to move in, get all the rubble out. You know, that's prime freaking real estate. Have you ever seen Gaza? You should have seen Gaza before Islam versus post-Islam. Before Islam completely infiltrated that area because Islam destroys everything because it is absolutely from Satan himself, an absolute false god. But anyway, so before that, before Islam took over Gaza, I mean, it was a Mediterranean, I mean, like Morocco. Just beautiful beachfront property. Beautiful. Now gone. Destroyed. Cesspool. An absolute cesspool of terrorism. You know, a cesspool of various forms of sexual perversion funded by the UN. Absolute. I mean, it's a cesspool of inbreeding. Unbelievable. But anyway, so that's, you can't keep up with what Trump's doing. Man only sleeps. I don't sleep a whole lot, but Trump sleeps 3 hours a day. You can't keep up with the guy. So that's it. These are just a myriad of things as they pop into my mind. I'll tell you, some of them I have slides for, some of them I don't. All right. So anyway, still on the border kind of here. Greg Price video. Ilhan Omar is now hosting workshops. Read the verbiage here. I hate when you have to read it, but it is what it is. Greg Price video. Ilhan Omar is now hosting workshops for Somalians living in this country, in our country illegally, to advise them on how to avoid being deported. Play for me, Heather.
Ilhan Omar, oo dhawaan la hadashay saxaafada, ayaa talabixin siisay dadka sharciga aan haysan ee ku nool dalkan.
Waxaan ula talinayaa dadka Soomaalida ah in hadii ay maxaa la dhahaa ii sheeg ICE ay isku dayaan inay ku su'aalaan ma ku qasban tihid inaad su'aalahooda aad ka jawaabtid waxaad dhihi kartaa lawyer ii advice gareey inaanan kuu jawaabin qasab ma aha magacaaga iyo sharciga ku joogtid iyo waxaasoo dhan iisaa ku imaatayba inaad kala hadashid marka baro sharciyada iskuna diyaari in aad maxaa la dhahaa ii sheeg aadan dadkaaniti la aadan u sheegin information aadan rabin inay ogaadaan.
Was first made a few years ago, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar tried to knock it down by calling it absurd. Then when the media turned up a wedding certificate, Omar went silent, refusing to make any comments at all, saying she does not talk about her family or personal life. Well, now others are talking, like Abdelhakim Osman, a prominent member of the Minneapolis Somali community, who is now on the record telling the Daily Mail that in 2009, Ilhan Omar married her biological brother, Ahmed Saeed Almi, so that he could legally remain in the U.S. and attend college. At the time, Omar was married to Ahmed Hirsi, but it was a religious marriage, meaning there was no Minnesota state record stating that she and Hersey were husband and wife, and so marrying her brother would allow her sibling to get his legal immigration documents. But Mr. Osman isn't just saying that Omar married her biological brother. He also gave the Daily Mail the name of the Christian minister who married them. That minister reportedly says she does not want to be involved or interviewed about Congresswoman Omar.
So the question we have to ask ourselves is, would these people criminally come after us? What's the answer? Would Ilhan Omar lock me in prison for 10 years for a crime that I didn't commit and sleep like a baby at night? Absolutely. They've illustrated that over the last 4 years when they've tried to put Donald Trump in prison for the rest of his life and destroy all of his businesses and on charges that don't even exist, just trumped up charges, pun intended. So we have to ask ourselves, if they would do that to us, then why will we not do that to them? And I'm not saying the Trump administration wouldn't. We need to allow DHS and ICE and Tom Holman, CBP, to investigate Ilhan Omar. Aaron was asking this. Could it be construed that what she's doing when she is actually, quote, is now host from Greg Price, now hosting workshops for Somalians living in the country illegally to advise them on how to avoid being deported? So she is putting together seminars of people who are illegal. So in order for you to even qualify to go into the seminar, you have to be an illegal alien. And she is teaching the illegals how to avoid ICE custody. Could that be construed as obstruction of justice? I easily could illustrate on a probable cause affidavit that that is actually true. As somebody who's written lots and lots of charging documents in my life, I could easily illustrate how that is a crime. Very easily. As well as, let's go ahead and go after her for marrying her brother. And as Aaron said, you know, committing immigration fraud. Why is she even in this country? And you just go ahead and remove her citizenship if she's a naturalized citizen. Get her out. And they're like, Tom, the waves that would cause, the names they would, who cares? If the people that you are going after would gleefully lock you up for the rest of your life for a charge that they know you didn't commit, then you've got to go after these people for charges that they did commit, for crimes they did commit. You have to do it. And they need to go after Ilhan Omar. It's the same thing with Letitia James, doing the exact same thing in New York, holding seminars about how to avoid ICE custody. These people, it could easily be illustrated on a probable cause affidavit that they are committing obstruction of justice. Easily. Charge them. You know, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, they'll get out of it. But go ahead and charge them. That's what needs to happen, I'm telling you. All right, now let's move on to USAID for a minute. For more than a minute, probably. But anyway, so you have the Democrats going absolutely crazy because you had Elon Musk, and Elon Musk hasn't stopped there, by the way. He's already in the FBI building now, too. This is great. Doge is on the move. This is great. So now the Democrats, for some odd reason, are very, very upset about the $53 billion that goes to USAID that doesn't benefit one United States citizen anytime, anywhere, ever. But they're very upset that there is accountability coming to USAID. Very, very strange, isn't it? That they're so concerned about, and they're saying all sorts of things like, non-government people are seeing these numbers. Isn't that the essence of democracy? That they're always saying they're defenders of democracy and you're attacking our democracy. Aren't they attacking democracy by not allowing transparency? Elon Musk is seeing who's writing checks and who these checks are going to. Why would a government official that's not elected by you and I be allowed to see it, but Elon Musk not? Explain that to me. So anyway, they're doing this sit-in outside of USAID, and I'm going to show you once we get off of the Christian Television Network, because it's got some mass profanity in it from the Democrats, at the end of my little spiel here, and to show you what all they're saying and the crowd around them. And we just have to ask ourselves, as Donald Trump said in the pregame, why are they so upset about it? I'll just tell you real quick. What's happening is this. And again, you've heard me say this many times, referring to it as the symbiote or the circle bleep. And that's what it is. What it is USAID takes those $53 billion, and many of those billions are funneled back to the Democrats who are now protesting the demolition of the USAID. Like, how could that happen to him? It wouldn't be like our taxpayer dollars to go back to him. No, of course, there's a filtration system involved, which is very simplistically, it goes, our tax dollars are given to USAID, again, $53 billion per year that's never benefited you one time in your life. Then it goes to an NGO, and then the NGO pays for the campaigns of Democrats. Very simplistic, but I'm just telling you. Or the NGO funnels the money into various Democratic Party NGOs that then gets funneled back to the wives and the husbands and the children, like Maxine Waters, the children of Democratic Party politicians. This is all that it's all about. It's what Hunter Biden's been doing for decades. It's all just a matter of filtering money back to Democratic Party operatives. And of course, there's many rhinos that are doing the same thing with Mitch McConnell, basically living off the PLA and the CCP. So Mischief Video, arrest them for inciting an insurrection and put them in jail for years. Here's the Democrats with their little sit-in outside of the USAID. Play for me, Heather.
Saw Elon Musk and his crew put a gag order on AID employees. They disconnected them from email, which is putting lives at risk around the world. So we are here to enter the building and so we can hear firsthand from whoever is here at AID, or at least witness firsthand what is happening with this Elon Musk attempted takeover, which will not stand. We will prevail. Let's go.
Says that we're going to enter the building. They're going to enter the building. Then they're going to do something about it. Fight. They're going to fight. They're going to try to imitate Donald Trump with fight, 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 right? So let's look at how effective this was as they made entrance into the building. Citizen Free Press video. Democrats stunt to enter USAID building. Stopped by security. Play for me.
Hi, press. Pleased to meet you. John Biden. Nice to meet you. Okay, so you are aware this agency is very busy currently, and they are not able to take a meeting currently. They advise that they will be in contact shortly, and that best to contact the Department of State at this time if you need any further comments.
Who is they?
The front office of the administrator.
So could I just ask, are you with AID?
I am.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for what you do.
Are the DOGE people here? Are they in this building now?
We are 8 employees currently. That's all I know. I don't know specific who DOGE is or any of that. I just know that 8 employees are here. Although, as you are all aware, it's in the press, everybody's been asked to telework. There are select people here to provide services for the agency. So the rest of them are all telework.
Are you a career?
I am. Are you? You guys are career as well.
Yeah, thank you.
We want to thank you for your service. So there's no opportunity to...
I don't control that. I'm just here to pass along the information. Thank you for coming, and I'm sure Department of State will be putting out more information in short.
Are you the senior civil servant here?
No, I am not the senior civil servant.
Here,
I have
today.
Gray hair like
today.
No, absolutely. Just gray hair. That's it. That's the senior part of me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All that yelling and all that screaming, they did nothing. And Aaron was laughing. You know, it's funny because I didn't notice it when I watched the video. He said, we have 8 employees there for a $53 billion budget. I love it, man. Just absolutely burn it to the ground. Symbolically only, burn it to the ground. Remember, it's not U.S. aid. It's United States Agency for International Development. Doesn't aid anybody. It doesn't do anything for anybody. There's been some marginally good things that it's done. But basically what it is a cutout for the CIA, so the CIA's budget can remain somewhat small, but their budget's like literally like an eighth or a seventh or a fifth of the USAID budget. But then it's just basically, quintuples or what seven times what the CIA budget is. Now the CIA can just use USAID to basically once again topple foreign governments. But it's never, you're like, well, wouldn't that be good for the United States? It's only toppling governments that will end up lining the pockets of globalist bourgeois leftist elitists. That's all it is. That's all it doesn't do. You ever notice? Are we any better off than we were? How do we not already own Greenland? If USAID is so great, how do we not already own Greenland? How do we not already have operational control of the Panama Canal? Because it does nothing to benefit us, which, by the way, both of those would lower prices greatly for you and I. They never actually do anything that benefits you and I. They only do what benefits globalist leftist bourgeois elitists. They'll topple a government, not for national security's sake, not for the benefit of the United States, but for their own personal benefit. That's all that it's about. And then they call those things national interest or national security interests. Their own personal interest, they deem national security interest. All right, so let's look at some of the, I love doing this. If you don't like this part, well, I don't know what to tell you because it's just pure fun. So here's Maxine Waters doing the sit-in. So I did a little deep dive on Maxine, a little video deep dive of who Maxine really is. So here, we'll start off with Colin Rugg. I may run these videos together. So the videos will be Colin Rugg, Varney and Company, 5DM, E81, Cody video, and Jawbone video. But anyway, Maxine Waters, starting with Colin Rugg, looks like she's about to have an aneurysm as she has a meltdown over Elon Musk weeding out fraud and abuse in the federal government. All right, play for me.
California! Hello, everybody. We have convened here in the right place, the Treasury Department. We have got to tell Elon Musk, nobody elected your ass. Nobody told you could get all of our private information. Nobody told you could be in charge of the payments of this country. We have told you've made enough money off our government yourself. And now you want to take everybody else's payroll and make sure that they don't make the kind of money that you've made. Oh, you want to use our money to go to Mars? No, we want to use our money right here in Washington, D.C., in this country. We want to make sure that all of our federal employees are protected.
Estimated 108,000 from the campaign. Oh, okay. So it's her daughter's name is Karen Waters. She oversees a mailing operation in which the mailings that are sent down from the Maxine Waters campaign, they get money from other candidates if those candidates' names are on the mailers. So she oversees that whole operation. Okay. Bottom line is the daughter's going to get maybe up to $750,000 since she started working for Maxine Waters' campaign in 2006. It should be noted that Maxine Waters has called the Trump administration, quote, scumbags. She's gone after Ivanka Trump for making money, even though in the White House, even though Ivanka Trump has an unpaid job. And it should be noted that she wanted the government, she used her position in Congress to help to get help for One United Bank without disclosing that her husband owned stock in that bank during the bailout.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome. Thank you. Today, there are more than 44 million Americans that owe, this is student loan crisis, $1.56 trillion in student loan debt. Last month, this committee received testimony that last year, 1 million student loan borrowers defaulted, which is on top of the 1 million borrowers who defaulted the year before. What are you guys doing to help us with the student loan debt? Who would like to answer first? Mr. Monahan, Big Bank.
We stopped making student loans in 2007 or so.
Oh, so you don't do it anymore. Mr. Corbett?
We exited student lending in 2009.
Mr. Diamond?
When the government took over student lending in 2010 or so, we stopped doing all student lending.
Thank you. What about small business? You
guarantee to the American people because of the inaction of the United States Congress ever increasing prices unless the demand comes down, and the $5 will look like a very low price in the years to come if we are prohibited from finding new reserves, new opportunities to increase supplies.
And guess what this liberal would be all about? This liberal will be all about socializing, would be about basically taking over and the government running all of your companies.
So you look at this now, and I love, of course, using biblical references. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Matthew 12:37, Jesus speaking. And right at the beginning, I can remember what she said in the beginning video when she's screaming out in front of the USAID, you know, today or yesterday, saying that all the money needs to remain in Washington, D.C. That's what she did. And then, of course, just like she did here in the last video, where she wants to socialize all of our oil companies, she tries to then obfuscate and pivot. And then she goes to to the American citizens, and we need to protect our federal employees. Listen, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Same exact chapter, Matthew chapter 12, earlier on. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Matthew 12, 34, three verses in front of 37. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All this money needs to stay in Washington, D.C. All these records should only be seen by federal unelected employees, deep state swampsters. They're the only ones who are allowed to see these records. And then so you see who this woman really is. And amazing. Again, how could you ever be a Democrat? And I'll tell you what, I should have maybe, now because it would take me too long. It's already 9:45, which I can't believe that. I can't believe it's already 9:45. I thought it was like 9:17. But anyway, the one part there that was great was the Cody video where she's talking to the three banks. And she says 1 million, this was in 2019, 1 million kids or you know, whatever, I call them kids, college students, defaulted on their loans this year. What are you going to do about it? And each one, we ended doing all student loan borrowing in 2007, 2009, and 2010. And she's yelling at them 9 years later on the latest one, 12 years later on the earliest one, 11 years later, or let's see, 10 years later on the middle one. They hadn't done any student loan banking for over a decade on average. And she's questioning about what are you going to do about it? It was her own government that was loaning these kids this money for college that they were defaulting on. Imagine being that stupid and then voting for it. All right, so that's Maxine Waters. Let's move on to another protester out in front of USAID. And that would be Pocahontas Liz Warren. Gunther Eagleman video, I have no words. Play for me, Heather. Yes!
Come on up, Senator Warren. The people want to hear from you. Let's give it up for Senator Warren.
In the building behind me, Elon Musk is seizing power from the American people. We are here to fight back. A few months ago, Elon Musk spent $280 million to buy an election for Donald Trump. Now, Elon Musk is here to collect on his investment. He is here to seize power for himself. We are here to fight back.
So, Senator, why did you list yourself as an American Indian on this Texas bar application?
So, this was about 30 years ago, and I am not a tribal citizen. Tribes and only tribes determine citizenship. When I was growing up in Oklahoma, I learned about my family the same way most people do. My brothers and I learned from our mom and our dad and our brothers and our sisters, and those were our family stories. But that said, there really is an important distinction of tribal citizenship. I am not a member of a tribe, and I have apologized for not being more sensitive to that distinction. It's an important distinction.
The president has made the case that you've used this part of your background to get ahead. Are you saying that this is something you fundamentally believed about yourself, or how do you respond to that criticism, that this was a knowing attempt to get ahead by using that claim of ancestry?
So that is a claim that has been fully investigated, and it has now been shown completely that nothing about my background ever had anything to do with any job I got in any place. It's been fully documented, and there's no evidence of any kind other than it had nothing to do.
My background has nothing to do. Are there any more documents or any more forms like this out there that you have listed yourself as that could come out?
Look, this is who I grew up believing with my brothers. This is our family story. And it's all consistent from that point in time. But as I said, it's important to note I'm not a tribal citizen, and I should have been more mindful of the distinction.
You guys are cracking us up in the chat. We're reading your stuff here. Geronimo. Where's John Wayne when you need him? Why not me? What a Geronimo CW. Wonder if she's ever dated Tonto. That's freaking awesome. You guys are funny as crap. That's funny, man. You guys are freaking funny. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I can read some of them, but I can't on air. But anyway, appreciate you guys. I have to show you this now. You know what? As somebody who is in front of a microphone a lot, because, you know, you need to understand tactically how to use a microphone. You know what I mean? When you have a microphone, you don't need to into the thing. You don't need to do it. Case in point right here.
Warren, the people want to hear from you. Let's give it up for Senator Warren.
What do you call it, Aaron, when the thing starts to lose its texture?
It's like over gain.
Yeah,
it's just peaking.
It's peaking and going. I mean, these people are so stupid. Again, these are people that are in charge of a multi-trillion-dollar budget, have brought us into $37 trillion worth of debt, and we're all supposed to treat them like experts at something. Like, they're like, how dare you, Elon Musk, take over any aspect of the government? Is Elon Musk running deficits in his companies? No. All Elon Musk ever does is run in the black. All he ever does is make profits. And they're always like, how dare you? We're the experts. You're the experts who have brought us into $37 trillion worth of debt. And please, none of these people are even remotely capable of managing McDonald's. They're not even, I'm telling you flat out, they're not. They don't know how to, they don't know mic etiquette. They don't know anything. They're stupid, stupid people. Another leader, whether you saw some of his pontifications on the Senate floor about the evils of Elon Musk. And again, so Chuck Schumer's the expert and Elon Musk isn't? Chuck Schumer, $37 trillion worth of debt. Elon Musk entered government 2 weeks ago. So allegedly, what in the world gives Chuck Schumer credibility, validity, or gravitas? Nothing. His performance is so bad, he could never even be hired in the private sector, ever. But allegedly, they're the experts, and they have such disdain for outsiders coming in. And how dare you look at what we do? We're $37 trillion in debt. We need to look at you. So here's a little deep dive into Chucky. There'll be a Josh Dunlap video with Tucker Carlson, then a Mays video, and then a Kerry Severino video. Playing for me, Heather.
Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, is not asking why. Instead, Chuck Schumer went on the Senate floor today to explode and to say that showing that video, evidence of wrongdoing by the federal government, including the security forces, the police department that Nancy Pelosi personally controlled, letting the public see any of that is a threat to democracy. Watch.
Last night, millions of Americans tuned in to one of the most shameful hours we have ever seen on cable television. Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection. I don't think I've ever seen a primetime cable news anchor manipulate his viewers the way Mr. Carlson did last night. I don't think I've ever seen an anchor treat the American people and American democracy with such disdain.
There's nothing that shameful that has ever appeared on American television in the history of the medium. And so, on the basis of that, the self-evident outrage of showing the public video that it paid for and has a right to see, Chuck Schumer called for the censorship of that video. Any information, and he did not dispute that it was accurate, that damages a storyline his party constructed and used must be squelched. And Schumer was explicit on that point. Because that video contradicted lies told by the Democratic Party, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, Chuck Schumer demanded that our bosses pull this show off the air.
And he's going to come back tonight with another segment. Fox News should tell him not to. Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. I urge Fox News to order Carlson to cease propagating the big lie on his network and to level with their viewers about the truth behind the efforts to mislead the public. Conduct like theirs is just asking for another January 6th to happen.
It's a threat to democracy. Pull him off the air. A couple of obvious observations. You don't often see the Senate majority leader openly call for censorship on the floor of the Senate as if that was totally normal and didn't contradict the spirit and the letter of the First Amendment. But of course it does. But what's really happening here? What you're seeing is hysteria.
This executive order was mean-spirited and un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm. It must be reversed immediately. Senate Democrats are going to introduce legislation to overturn this and move it as quickly as we can.
Taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
So there you go. So this purveyor of democracy wants to ban speech to save democracy. And their lies, because that's what Tucker Carlson was talking about. And why are you talking about this time? Because he's one of the leaders in trying to defend the USAID, which, again, is nothing more than a cardboard cutout for the CIA. And not just for the CIA, for the Democratic Party, for the global elites. That's all that it does, is spend money to propagate, leveraging you into a one-world commerce system with a single access point to all commerce controlled by them. That's what the USAID does around the globe. And their lies, again, like with the 1/6 video footage, 15,000 hours worth of it that they kept sequestered from us for months, they say that their lies about what happened, and if their lies are revealed, then you are exposing national security secrets. Your lies are national security secrets? Your lies are national security interests? No, not at all. We have every right to see the video. There's so many leftists. And again, if you're a Democrat and you're watching this right now, how do you even look at yourself in the mirror? Remember when you used to be the party of the rage against the machine? Remember that? When you were the party that was against corporatism merging with government, which is fascism. Remember that? And now you want secrecy everywhere? How could they allow Elon Musk to see checks written by the Treasury? Why can't we see checks written by the Treasury? Everyone practices evil, hates light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. Jesus speaking, John chapter 3, verse 20. Are you afraid? There's nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. Matthew 10:26. Let's show it all. Why not? Listen, you can go any records you want of Foundation Church. I have absolutely nothing to hide. Nothing. So why is it that the left is absolutely so bent on secrecy of government? Why is that? Because they have something to hide. The secrecy that they're trying, the things that they're trying to keep secret is their own malfeasance, their own governmental corruption. Concerned Citizen video, I found out the USAID has been giving money to support the World Economic Forum. Here's Rep. Francis Rooney. Play for me, Heather.
I found out that AID has given money to support the World Economic Forum. Why would the United States taxpayer be subsidizing the World Economic Forum when everybody that arrives over there arrives in a Gulfstream G5?
Yeah, what? Explain. Why is it that we are paying for you and me? You and me, 1,077 people that are watching right now, Aaron, Heather, me, you, everybody. Why are we subsidizing the World Economic Forum's meeting in Davos, Switzerland? Why is that? Hey, like Representative Rooney said in that video, they're flying in on $57 million Gulf Streams. And you and I are subsidizing the event? And this is, and they like the Democrats call it USAID, when again, it's not USAID, it's U.S. Agency for International Development. It's got nothing to do with aid. How are we aiding Klaus Schwab and the rest of the billionaires showing up at Davos, Switzerland? Are we subsidizing their high price hookers that they get every year? Until this year, it's 60% down in the purchase of high price hookers this year because the attendance is 60% down because Donald Trump won the election. All right, Jorge Bonilla video. ABC actually aired a USAID employee's description of the scramble as Doge rolled into the office. How terrible is Doge comes in and says, we would like to see all of your records, please. Why is that a problem at USAID? If you're basically just a global charitable arm, why are you so concerned about Doge coming in? Exactly. But here is a USAID employee's description of the scramble as Doge raided the building. Play for me, Heather.
But Elon Musk's influence is sweeping throughout the administration. It was late last week that the Doge team showed up at USAID offices in Washington and demanded access. USAID employee Christina Dry described the scene.
Doge was in the building. We took down our pride flags. I took out any books I felt would be incriminating. No one was talking. We heard they started taking transcripts automatically of all of our Google Meets. They unplugged the news in the little kitchen galleys. It didn't feel good. And then Saturday, all of the websites went down. And then I lost complete access to my computer.
There you go. I mean, I love hearing it. We took down our pride flags when Doge came in. And she took down books that she considered to be incriminating. What does men having sex with men and women having sex with women have to do with the United States Agency for International Development? Why are you and I, again, 98% of which of those employees, as you can tell by talking with that one there, voted for Kamala Harris, 98%, as if that's not a Democratic Party slush fund, because that's all that the USAID is. And it's now been invaded by Doge. And why is it that they have kitchen galleys? Why are you and I, this is what Elon came in, according to Alex Jones, is more than 80%. It was like something like 85% of the employees at Twitter got rid of, and they had like their taco bars and their breakfast nooks and their cafe latte hubs everywhere. And all those people are fired. Why are you and I need to pay for their kitchen galleys? I mean, I'm just curious. Nobody paid, when I was a sheriff's deputy, nobody paid for me to have a kitchen galley. Why are we paying for these people to have a kitchen galley? And why are we paying people to, if I go in there and I start hanging up Bible verses, would that be allowed? If I was to hang up John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, would that be allowed? But no, a flag advocating men having anal sex with men is allowed. That's the current state of the United States government. Well, it was the current state 2 weeks ago. Not anymore. Not anymore. Let's go to the next one here. Alex Jones video breaking USAID was secretly funding, you and I are paying for, the British Broadcasting Center. What's the C stand for in BBC?
Corporation.
Yeah, you're right, Aaron. The BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation. We are funding them to run anti-Trump and anti-Musk reporting similar to $300 million given to by Biden administration to Reuters to target Musk. Interesting. Alex Jones video. Play for me, Heather.
The USAID has been funding, which is our tax dollars through government grants and loans, Project Predict, which is the creation of COVID. There's NGOs such as the Catholic Charity Scam and the Lutherans and the Jewish Family Services, $300 million a month to facilitate illegal immigration. USAID is funding the BBC. It came out this morning. They are funding the piggy bank. They're larger than the CIA by a multiple.
By the way, stop the presses. We're going to have you on for 10 hours soon. We'll do a two-hour commercial free. I didn't even know that yet, but that goes to figure. The government funded, they have to pay a license to have a TV in the UK. Almost no one watches it. It's literally run by pedophiles that's come out. And they are getting taxpayer money for the American people. Wow, so Americans are paying a BBC tax as well. Holy Toledo.
And they're paying, and the USAID and through NGOs is paying Reuters London to do hit pieces on conservatives across the United States.
$300 million to target Musk, which again, that's really MI6. Incredible.
So our time, remember, and this is a key part, and this is something that I missed. You need to watch a lot of Mike Benz on this. Is the USAID's one of its primary functions in its $53 billion budget is to go around the globe and finance the banning of speech in the name of democracy. That's what they do. They go up and set up organizations to war against disinformation. So the people warring against disinformation are the purveyors of disinformation, but yet they set up different entities to take down actual real information, actual truthful information in the name of disinformation. And you hit it right here. They're fun. Why in the world would we be funding Reuters? That's a multi-billion dollar conglomerate. Why are we funding BBC, another multi-billion dollar conglomerate? And why are you and I paying $300 million a month to funnel, to actually facilitate illegal migration into the United States of America? That's what we've been doing. What does that have to do with international development, Aaron? Do you know how are we developing Great Britain? Why does Great Britain need our international development money to Reuters into the BBC? Why exactly are you and I paying for that? And you have all these Democratic Party idiots out in front of USAID saying this is a charitable organization, charitable. They go up and set up entities to fight against different disinformation that's actually truthful. They set up entities to ban conservative-only speech, unacceptable views, as Justin Trudeau would say it. $300 million a month to finance illegal immigration, not only in our country, but in the many other people's countries also. Millions upon billions to BBC, millions upon billions to Reuters. I don't know whether it's millions or billions, who knows? It's probably millions. But why in the world does BBC need our tax dollars? Reuters, anybody else? Aaron, you go.
Well, I was just going to say, so Tommy Robinson being locked up and the state of Britain right now, USAID?
Yeah, who knows? but you have right now. I was talking about this with my wife last night on the ride home from the podcast, is that, you know, you saw this on the podcast. How many people does Russia arrest per year for speech violations? 300 to 400. How many does Great Britain arrest per year for speech violations? 4,000 per year. And you and I are funding that. Tommy Robinson is in prison right now in solitary confinement for speech violations. If you come out and you say a Muslim rapist raped a UK citizen, and I believe he did it because of Muslim values, which is why he did it, because they believe they have free reign over women, you will go to prison longer than the rapist who also killed the victim also. You'll go to prison longer. That's the current state of the UK, and you and I are sending USAID money to them for their international development, of a totalitarian dictatorship. All right, Don Keith video. When leaders like, is that where I'm at? No, Chief Nerd video. Bill Gates, now, you know whether you're right or you're wrong by who your enemies are. Chief Nerd video, Bill Gates, I'm a little worried, particularly with this USAID stuff. Play it for me, Heather.
Mr. Gates, you also called Elon Musk's political influence abroad, quote, insane, along with another word we can't repeat here. But what's your take on his political access and influence here in America right now?
Well, Elon, his private sector work, you know, has been very innovative, really fantastic. A lot of private sector people, when they get into government, they don't take the time necessarily to see what the good work is or why it's structured the way it is. So I'm a little worried, particularly with this USAID stuff. Mm-hmm. My foundation partners with USAID on nutrition and getting vaccines out, and, you know, there's incredible people. You know, they're not actually worms that work there.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully we'll get some of that work back in shape. In fact, if we don't, you know, you could have literally millions of deaths. So,
yeah.
You know, with aid, people think, you know, wow, how much do we give these countries? As you said, it's less than a percent. People think it's 5%. And it should be 2%, but it's actually under 1%.
Yeah. Wow. And still saving. Oh,
in a $7 trillion budget, a 1% is a whole lot of money. And again, $53 billion per year. So always look at, am I right? Who are my enemies? My enemies to cutting USAID are Bill Gates. And he says that he partners, so you and I, again, are funding a eugenicist. You and I are funding Bill Gates for vaccines and nutrition. And as Aaron said, everything in life is inverted. Everything, whenever you're dealing with the government, whenever you're dealing with fascism, which is the merging of corporatism and governance, which is Bill Gates, which is EcoHealth, which is Anthony Fauci, Moderna, all of that. He said that millions of people will die because of this. No, millions of people will live if we stop funding Bill Gates. Millions. He's being sued all over the planet right now, and they allow him on The View. He's being sued right now all over the place and kicked out of countries because of the genocide and the harm that he has done to the citizenry of those companies. And they let him on The View and just let him speak as if he's an expert on anything. What's he an expert on? Killing people? Yeah. About maiming people, on paralyzing people, on sterilizing people? Yeah, he's an expert at all of that. So you can always tell whether you're right or you're wrong by who is the enemy of what you're doing. All right, Don Keith video. You know, here, just this relates for me in my mind to Bill Gates, because Bill Gates, of course, was partnering with who? Chinese Academy of Sciences, which runs the Wuhan Institute of Virology, donating tens of millions of dollars to each. So he, of course, is now suddenly an enemy of defunding the USAID. So, and he was partnering with the people who created COVID-19 so that he could then, just like Moderna already had, vaccines ready for COVID-19 before it ever, quote unquote, existed. All they needed was the virus. Bill Gates doing the exact same thing in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Who else was doing things like that? Well, let's see. Don Keith videos with leaders like Justin Trudeau. Play for me.
We just received these documents that Trudeau has been covering up for years. Documents related to a massive security breach at the Trudeau government's most sensitive laboratory, where the most dangerous viruses and pathogens are studied and handled. We have learned that the Trudeau government's head of pathogens was collaborating with members of Beijing's People's Liberation Army, who are responsible for bioweapons and bioterrorism. We know now that a People's Liberation Army official was able to gain personal access, walk in the door, look at computers, and have access to all of our most important virological secrets.
So if you're wondering what's actually going on in the world, people like Justin Trudeau, again, says he has a great admiration for the basic dictatorship of the CCP, of the Chinese government, was allowing the Chinese government into their bioweapons labs, their bio research labs, if you want to make it more politically correct, allowing them in. Their head of pathogens for the PLA and the CCP were allowed into the most sensitive biological labs in Canada, and the information was shared. Imagine if you did that with Stalin's Russia in 1978. You would be lethally injected or shot by a firing squad for treason. And now you have EcoHealth Alliance, funded by Anthony Fauci, sending millions of dollars to our most lethal geographical threat. That would be the CCP and the PLA. So China was doing the same thing with Canada that they were doing with the United States, and Canada was doing the same thing with China that the United States was. And Bill Gates sits there and talks as if he's not the one who created COVID-19. I have another video on him in just a second. The Vigilant Fox video. Here's Van Jones. Remember, as Aaron said earlier, it's an inverted world. Whenever they talk about lots of people dying, they actually mean lots of people are going to be living. Play for me.
We can brag on Marco Rubio. I'd be happy to do it, but I'm going to tell you right now. People are going to die in very large numbers around the world who are expecting the United States to live up to our promises to get them medicine, to get them help. And when that happens, people are going to remember that. There are people right now who have HIV who are alive only because the United States is making sure of that. Donald Trump says, we don't care. You go die. That's the message from the United States government. It is the wrong message to be sending, and it opens up the door for China and other people to say, at least we're a stable government who's not going to leave you out here to die. That's this is not an abstract conversation for people around the world.
Can you give me that picture? Yeah. Just throw that up right there. That's all I need. This guy, Van Jones, loves to finance 41.2 million abortions per year, and he's talking about people dying because they don't get USAID money. Was when we gave millions to the BBC, to Reuters, to the World Economic Forum, $300 million a month for illegal immigration, for trans coloring books in Peru, for trans plays in other countries. Those are all the millions are going to die, Van, as you butcher 41.2 million babies in the womb. And that's without California and New York reporting per year. So Van is responsible for about 164 million babies dying over the last 4 years. And he's worried about people dying because they don't get their AIDS medication. And I'm perfectly in favor of, if the United States is saving lives, that's one thing. But funneling millions to the BBC, to Reuters, to the WEF, you know, I'm not fine with that. I mean, again, everything that Van says is a bold-faced lie. And I'd like to know who exactly it is going to die. Give me the numbers and from where. All right, next one. Chief Nerd Video, Bill Gates. This is where I was trying to get to. The next pandemic could be far more severe. There's even some pathogens, remember, he's so concerned, same show from The View, where they're talking about the USAID. There's even more pathogens out there now that we're watching. Oh, good, Bill's watching. Thank goodness Bill's watching. So maybe a 10% chance in the next 4 years we have a pandemic. Play it for me.
Before COVID, you say you spent the most sleepless nights worrying about pandemics. After COVID, has that changed? And if it has, what keeps you up now? Because we all need to know.
Yeah, the pandemic, sadly, was fairly predictable. And it won't be the last pandemic. The next one could be far more severe. I mean, this one, it killed millions. It was awful. We got the vaccine. You know, actually, President Trump's leadership was a factor in getting that out quickly. And so I... when I spoke to him, I said, okay, here's some other medical innovations, mm-hmm. including a thing called an HIV cure that could be accelerated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we should be more prepared, both for a pandemic. I'd say that's still number one. Mm-hmm. You know, you can worry about nuclear war. You can worry about AI.
This sounds like fun.
Plenty to worry about.
Well, do you sleep at all? I'm an optimist.
Okay. Well, no, I mean... you know, it's up to the government to think ahead on behalf of the citizens.
Yes.
So, a pandemic, there's a lot that we should be doing that hopefully we'll get our act together before the next one comes. Overall, the innovation in health, both in the developing countries, the rich world, you know, I love being part of that.
I was reading, though, that you said the next pandemic, you are predicting within maybe 25 years? Is
oh, certainly
accurate?
We'll have one in the next 25 years. You know, there's even some pathogens out there that we're watching over right now. You know, so maybe 10% chance in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to front. So he says we're going to have a pandemic in the next 4 years, a 10% chance we will. Now, the previous pandemic, and of course, you know I don't believe this was a pandemic, doesn't qualify as a pandemic, and just, again, the World Health Organization's estimate of deaths, because Bill Gates says that millions died. Well, the estimate is 5 to 18 million people died of COVID. That's how close they can get, 5 to 18 million. Not 5 or 6 million died, not 5.5 to 5.7 million. No, 5 to 18 million died. Am I allowed to put that on my tax return? How much did you make, Tom, last year? $80,000 to $1 million. That's how wonderful and how accurate these quote unquote experts are. And he says there certainly will be a pandemic in the next 25 years. So 10% chance in the next 4 years, and certainly we're going to have one in the next 25 years. Our previous pandemic was in 1918, and now for sure we're going to have one. This is basically back when people were bathing in sewage and walking down the streets with floating fecal matter right next to them. And then we had a pandemic. But now certainly we're going to have more. Is it because he's creating them? He says that he's watching them. This is what Aaron said. Is he watching them or actually creating these viruses? Because he says there's pathogens that we're watching. Now, as he's sitting there advocating all this, he knows that he donated tens of millions of dollars to the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He knows that he did that. And that the COVID-19 virus was either created in Wuhan or created in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the UNC Research Laboratories under Ralph Baer, and then transferred to the Wuhan Institute of Virology so Anthony Fauci can say on an oath with plausible deniability that it wasn't created at the Wuhan Institute of Virology via his funding through the Equal Health Alliance. So he knows what he did as he sits there and goes, again, the pandemic sadly was predictable. Yeah, it's very predictable, Bill. Since you're the one who created the virus, yes, I would assume that it's very predictable. And then released at the World Military Games in Wuhan. And it's very predictable, Bill, that you were sitting at Event 201 in October of 2019, 2 months before the World Military Games, and wargaming against the coronavirus, a term nobody's ever heard before until Event 201. Then he says millions died. And then we got the vaccine. Well, millions have died because Bill Gates made it impossible for anybody to get early interventions. And so here's the thing. And again, I say this, and I don't mean to be redundant, but if you went in with COVID, they would send you, you came to the hospital, I've got COVID. They send you back to your home, tell us, come back when it gets bad. And a lot of doctors will say, well, that's why people died of it. They didn't even die because of that, because even when it got bad, you had, again, 99.997% survival rate. 0.1% at its worst is where COVID was at. So they would send people home and they'd come back sicker because they did no early interventions of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, sunlight, vitamin D, or monoclonal therapies. And then you had, of course, Joe Biden remove monoclonal therapies according to season. Wherever COVID was going to outbreak, because this is how it works, when do you have viral outbreaks in the South? You have viral outbreaks in the South when it's hot outside because everybody's inside. When do you have, you want monoclonal therapies in the summertime in Florida? He pulled them from Florida in the summertime and sent them to New York in the summertime. He made sure that he did that. He made sure that he took monoclonal therapies from the areas that they were needed. But anyway, so people were denied early interventions. But they didn't even die because of that. Because again, even if you were never, it was never intervened, there was no intervention given to you, no hydroxychloroquine, no ivermectin, no sunlight, no vitamin D, no monoclonals, you still have a 99.98% survival rate if you're 50 or above, if you're 20 to 50. And again, even after that, a 99.9.8% survival rate, even after that. So why did most people die? Because they came back to the hospital very sick. And if you would have just left them alone, most of them would have lived. Just like the flu. Just leave them alone. But what did they get? They got a ventilator shoved into the lungs, which automatically killed them. Or they were given remdesivir, which caused a massive organ failure in 53% of the recipients. That's why they died. They didn't die. They have yet to prove one child has ever died of COVID-19. Who didn't have already many existing comorbidities. So then he says, then we got the vaccine. He tries to give a little credit to Donald Trump. A vaccine that he heavily invested in, made billions of dollars, so easily recouping all the money that he lost in creating COVID-19 via his donations to the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the Wuhan Institute of Virology, made all of that money back times millions, times billions. And then quickly, once it was determined that the vaccine does not stop transmission and infection, quickly divested after making tens of billions of dollars. That's Bill Gates as he sits on there and says, pandemic was sadly predictable. Yeah, very predictable, Bill, since you created the virus. I bet you it was very predictable. All right, 1023, that's it. I got so much more. Gosh, I've got a lot more. Rumble Ranch, Texas Billy, $50. Janet Jones, $40. CW, $25. Ferrison, $77, $20. Jules, 21 hours, $20. Matriarch of the Rumble Rant, Tammy L. Margreter, $10. Will Gilbert, $10. Thank you guys all so much in the Rumble Rant. Really do appreciate it. Love all you guys in the rant. Love all you guys in the chat. 1,053 people watching us right now. How many on Rumble, Aaron?
We got 995.
995 on Rumble alone. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys so much. Stick around for the post game. As always, it's awesome. You're gonna love it. You really are gonna love it. Anyway, back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, as always, ready to go. Love you guys. See you then.
You are healed. Psalm 103:3. How many of you have a physical infirmity or a sickness? You are healed. Psalm 103:3. Who forgives all your sins and heals all of your diseases. That's the end of it. Anybody who teaches you different is a false teacher, including yourself. If your mind is teaching you different, call out your mind and say, false prophet. But that's not what I've been taught my whole life. I was taught, Tom, to show compassion for the sick. Did Jesus do that? No. Jesus healed the sick. He kicked out the compassionate ones and healed the sick. How much more compassionate can you be than to heal them?
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.